your books. Keep it, the teacher don't know how mean she looks.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. Leland Lance with me this morning from the Stanton Community School District. Mr. Lance, good morning to you.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing?
Wonderful. How are you?
Great. Thanks.
Here we are, school, back at it.
We're back at it.
How was summer?
Summer was fast and furious and too fast.
Yeah, it just zipped right by, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
So you're settled back in. This was the first, well, it was a full week of school.
Yep, we're not used to a full week, but we had a full week of school this week, and we will next week. And
Mr. Lance, tell me your responsibilities at the Stanton School. You go from K through 12, right?
With That's correct.
Music, choir, vocal?
Yep, band, choir,
yeah,
elementary music, yep.
Theater?
Well, yes. We've thrown that out there. So
a couple years now. You've had a couple productions now. So,
yes.
Very cool. So you keep yourself busy. Now, last week you had a week zero game, football game.
Yes.
Stanton and Seymour. I'm doing that from memory, which is dangerous for me.
No, you're doing good.
So do you start musical practice performance prior to the start of school or not?
Well,
or
normally,
how does that work?
Yeah, normally I would have a little band camp before school starts. And the school all kind of ripped up and the gym was off. And it was because of that. And so I kind of let that go this year. So,
yeah. Has the construction impacted your day to day this first week? Or is
it just
an adjustment?
Yeah, I was very amazed. I mean, the construction workers have been working their tails off. And, you know, last week I kind of was like rolling my eyes thinking, how are we going to be ready for school? But you know what? They just really knocked out of the ballpark. And, there's still construction going on. But it looks like to me school's functioning pretty good. There's still a lot of loose ends of things that, you know, haven't been all put back where they need to go.
Right.
And the offices are misplaced right now until the construction's done. So they had to find spaces, you know, to have offices. And so it was a lot of work.
But that'll all come around, though.
Yep.
I mean, that's all just a matter of time.
Yep.
That'll be taken care
of.
So, all right. Well, let's start, Mr. Lance, with Stanton Music Boosters. What do we need to talk about
there? Well, yes. That's the reason why I signed up to come over this morning. It was kind of a last-minute thing, so I'm sorry I don't have any students with me this morning.
We're good.
But we've got the Stanton Music Boosters, who will be serving a walking taco supper tonight before our second home football game against Griswold. And the walking taco is a kind of tailgate party thing we do. It'll be in the cafeteria. And we've done this every year since I've been back, and it's a great way to just support the music department.
Mm-hmm.
They ask for a $5 minimum donation is suggested.
You could do more.
Yes, that would be nice.
You could do more, yeah.
Yeah, the sky is the limit.
You bet.
And all proceeds will go to support the music programs throughout the year.
And so who doesn't like a walking taco?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, let's be for real.
You know, I never had one until I moved back to Stanton. So.
And now you're an aficionado.
Yes.
Okay. So that will take place this evening.
Yes. Now, it's out there that it might start at 5 o'clock. I think the little flyer went out. It says it starts at 5:30. And thanks to Abby Shipp, who's helping to head this up, we'll try to be ready by 5 o'clock, like some of the publicity has said. So.
Okay. All right. Yep. Very good. So, again, $5, you suggested $5 minimum donation, but you could certainly do more. All that goes back to help the music program.
Amen.
All right, Stanton Elementary, you're kicking it off here, Mr. Lance. You're pretty ambitious here.
Well,
so
yes.
What's going on?
Well, it's a special night tonight for the football game, and Coach Greben came up with this idea, I believe, to honor our veterans. And, of course, we all know it's the 250th anniversary of our country.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just want to honor the veterans in a special way this year. And so all of veterans are invited to the football game tonight and to be down on the field at 7 p.m. before kickoff to stand by this huge American flag. And I'm not sure at the total history. I've been told, but I couldn't tell you that right now. Don Hicks had told me about it, and that we have this huge flag that we hang up in the gym every year for Veterans Day. So the Griswold team is going to hold one side of it, And
cool.
The Stanton football team is going to hold the other side. And veterans that are able to come out and hold on to the flag, too, we're going to stretch it out across the whole field.
This will take place prior to the football game or
yes.
at halftime? Prior to.
Prior to
okay.
the game.
Wow, how cool
and,
is that?
And we're going to – it's parents' night, so all the parents of football players and cheerleaders are please meet on the track at 6:45 for special recognition. We always do this at one of the home football games, and this is the second of only three home football games that we're having. So that's why this came up fast.
Yeah. Here you are, right?
Yes.
Wow.
And then the next home game is homecoming and September 11th. So we're talking, that's just 2 weeks away.
Uh-huh.
So it's a fast and furious start to school.
Okay.
So anyway, Coach Greben came up with this idea and threw it out there. And I know the elementary kids have really been doing a good job of singing for the veterans on Veterans Day. So I thought, wouldn't it be nice if we could just kind of redo that again and also ask them to sing the national anthem, and they're going to sing it along with the band, high school, junior high combined band. And so we've been practicing this week, fast and furious, to get those words down. Cause
that's bringing a lot together pretty quick, Mr.
Oh,
Lance.
Yeah,
I don't
is.
Have to tell you that.
No. I'm bringing chorus risers down and putting them on the gravel track right there in the front, and they've put in another set of bleachers down below there for the veterans and also for the pep band to play for the game tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to sing the national anthem right at, you know, start of the game, and then the elementary kids are going to sing two little songs. They're about, you know, 5 minutes total between the two songs. And that gives time for them to fold up the big flag, because that'll take a little time to do that. So
okay.
Anyway, kids are excited. It's nothing that's mandatory. There's kids that won't be able to be there, but those that can, we're going to just have fun and honor our veterans.
So you can have walking tacos.
Yep.
Then you're going to have the band, the junior high school combined band with the elementary students performing prior to the game.
Yes.
Okay. That's a big night to get kicked off here.
It is, yeah.
Kickoff's at 7, right? Is that right?
7 o'clock.
So
well,
this will all take
We hope we can get it all in there before 7, but it's going to be real close, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, we'll go and enjoy that. That's very cool. Anything else around that, Mr. Lance? What else do we need to be aware of?
Yeah, I'll just go on with a little bit of news here for the band. We're having several upcoming parades that we normally march at. And so we have the Essex Labor Day Parade on Monday, September 7th, mm-hmm. Labor Day. And that parade starts at 2 p.m. And we've always marched in that every year. And the Stanton Homecoming Pancake Day Parade is going to be that same week on Friday, September 11th.
Yeah,
it's very busy. And I don't remember homecoming being quite this early ever in my lifetime, but it's September 11th, and that parade starts at 1:30 p.m. on Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
Come and have pancakes at the Viking Center down in the gym there, and it's always a fun parade, and the pancakes are delicious.
You bet.
And then the next parade is the Shen Fest Parade in Shenandoah, and that's Saturday, September 26th at 2 p.m., and then the Clarinda Band Jamboree, that's a big thing for
huge
for
event.
Us.
Yeah, huge
and
event.
For lots, Southwest Iowa and Missouri and all over where those bands come from. So that's Saturday, October 3rd, and that parade starts at 9 a.m. in the morning.
Wow. Well, you get right into it, Mr. Lance.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I don't have to tell you that. Okay, let's talk. So we kind of covered some of this stuff, but are there other activities that we need to be aware of that are taking place?
Let's see. We've got the football game for Friday night. There's a theme for the night is USA, and the student council will be selling USA-themed beads, tattoos, hair glitter, and glow sticks at the football game tonight. So that will be fun and interesting. Come to the game early to get your USA accessories.
Mm-hmm. Like what time, I wonder, like 5, 6, 6:30?
I would say, yeah, 5 o'clock. I mean, the walking tacos will be being served by that time, and well, we should be, we want to get people to get in and be able to eat and then not have to brush to get down to the, I would get be down on the field by 6:30 so you can take in everything.
Tell me again where the walking tacos, where that event will take place.
Yeah,
where
that will be in the school cafeteria.
Okay.
That's just right south of the gym there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
So show up early, theme USA.
Yep.
Buy some beads, get a tattoo, get your hair glittered.
Wear red, white, and blue or purple or all four colors.
There you go. Absolutely. The hair glitter would be a problem for me, but other than that, you know, there you go. Should be a fun night. That's a, you know.
Be a good football game against Griswold,
it should
too.
Be. You know, I kind of like games that are close proximity with people, and I think it's more fun.
Yep.
But that's just me.
I have a lot of ties to Griswold because I taught up there for 5 years, so.
Yeah.
I hear that Philip Turner is going to be one of the umpires. Maybe he doesn't want me saying that on the radio. But he was one of my students way back.
Was he really? Yeah. Oh, wow.
I have not seen him since, so I'm looking forward to ribbing him before the game tonight.
Oh, you need to do that. Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's talk about some of the – and by the way, we are visiting with Leland Lance from the Stanton Community School District this morning. Let's talk about some of the other activities because you have a whole host of fall activities that are going on and we need to be aware of.
Cross country. We have high school boys had their first cross-country meet, and junior Jaden Snow finished 20th with a time of 21 minutes. Calix Williams, Logan Hoff, and Grant Spencer rounded out the boys. And we had a great first meet and are excited for the rest of the season.
Who's the cross-country coach?
Lacey Stevens.
Okay.
All right. She does a great job, and she's so encouraging and you know, out there just cheering them on and you know, promoting that. I think that's something fairly new at Stanton.
I want to say it was in the last 2 or 3 years that they restarted the cross country.
I think so.
High school volleyball, of
course. High school volleyball, yes. The high school varsity volleyball team started their season this past week with wins over Lenox, Mount Air, and Shenandoah. And I got to see them play, and they're just full of excitement and enthusiasm and team spirit.
Yeah.
And, we got Jenna Stevens and is the assistant coach, and we have a head coach is John Mainquist.
Yeah.
He's been, you know, assistant coach for years, so he's just doing a great job. And
you know, and that they went 3-0 this week. I think there was a triangular maybe, and they went 3-0 and had a – fantastic night. So they'll be at Lewis Central tomorrow?
Yes. Looks like Lewis Central on Saturday, and I don't know any more details about that, so I'm sorry.
At Lewis Central, yeah, there'll be some good teams there. There'll be a lot of volleyball, so head over and check that out on Saturday. And congratulations to what is a phenomenal start to the season.
Yes.
For the Vikings.
Yeah.
Wow. You bet. All right. Mr. Mainquist is a volleyball fan.
He is.
I mean, he is a volleyball fan, so. Blood Drive, FCCLA Blood Drive. Tell me about that.
Yes, FCCLA is hosting their first of this year's Blood Drives at the Viking Center on Wednesday, September 16th from 9 to 3 p.m. And donors can sign up on the American Red Cross website or by contacting Lori Burton at Stanton High School by calling the school or emailing her directly at lburton@stantonschools.com. That's spelled B-U-R-T-O-N, Burton, at stantonschool.com.
Yep.
And then the Stanton Booster Club membership drive is underway, and they can get a letter from our Booster Club Facebook page, or if they have questions, they can contact Leanne Johnson. And the money they will collect will go to help with the cost for new uniforms, equipment, team meals, and all those sorts of things. Yes.
Stanton Booster Club, so become a member.
Yes.
Reach out to Leanne Johnson.
Yes.
Okay. I want to go back to the blood drive for a second.
Yeah.
So the FCCLA blood drive, that's September 16th from 9 until 3, I'm pretty sure, if I'm not, somebody can and probably will correct me, that not only are you donating blood, which is a good thing to do, but I think that there's some scholarship dollars available for students somehow with that formula.
That very well could be.
So it's win-win.
Yes.
All the way around.
Yep.
So if you can, and are inclined to, it's a good thing to do.
Yes.
What's the rest of your day hold today, Mr. Lance?
Oh, I have band practice this morning at 7 o'clock. So
you're putting together.
Oh yeah.
Pretty quick.
Yep. We Stanton, we combine our junior high and high school together, so the incoming seventh graders have been able to learn the school song back in May. So they had it pretty well down because we went up and marched at Adventureland right at the end of school.
Okay.
And I told them if they can get the song down and they can play it and they can march, then they can go to Adventureland with us. So
uh-huh.
There was a little
extra motivation there.
Yes.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Okay, so will you have another performance this year, a theater musical performance, or what are we
going to take a year off this year right now? That's just with the school construction and the upper classes are kind of slim. Mm-hmm. It's just made it kind of challenging. So we're going to take a year off and gear up for next year.
There you go.
Yeah.
Give you time to think about it.
Absolutely.
All right. What else do we need to touch on, Mr. Lance?
I don't know. I just
go to the football game, have a walking taco, join boosters, give some blood.
Give blood.
I mean, that's not tonight. I don't want to confuse people. But get scheduled for that. Get your appointment for that.
So. Yep. Cheer on Stanton, or I guess if you're from Griswold, you can cheer on Griswold. But
you're going to be cheering for Stanton tonight.
You bet.
All right. Anything else, Mr. Lance, we need to touch on?
I think that's great.
All right.
Everything's great. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for coming over. I appreciate it.
And thank you always for having us.
It is a real pleasure. Leland Lance with me this morning from the Stanton Community School District. Thanks to Town and Country Sanitation for being a sponsor of our conversation.
Trust the folks who call Southwest Iowa home with your sanitation needs. Town and Country Sanitation. They're 100% family.